You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up, we'll look at tensions between bikes and cars when it comes to sharing the road. First, Wisconsin police officers are joining the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to tackle drunk driving. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign started last Friday and will run through Labor Day weekend. Wisconsin has seen higher than average rates of drunk driving. The CDC reported that as of 2012, 3.1% of adults reported driving after drinking too much, and that's compared to the 1.9% national average. And joining us now to talk more about that campaign and efforts to halt drunk driving is Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney. Sheriff Mahoney, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica. It's quite an honor to join you.
Well, why is this particular program that Wisconsin is a part of, why is it being launched at this time of year, a couple of weeks before Labor Day weekend it starts?
You know, as we're entering the Labor Day holiday and really the last chance to get out on vacations and exercise the end of summer before school begins, people are out on our roads even more and celebrating the end of summer. And so the Sheriff's Office has taken advantage of many of the federal and state motor vehicle grants, and one of those is Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. Last year, there were 555 deaths on Wisconsin highways. 190 of those people were killed and over 2,900 injured as a result of drunk driving-related crashes. We take traffic safety very seriously here in Dane County, and as a result, we exercise on a regular basis speed, alcohol, and seat belts as the three primary causes of death on our highways, where we really want zero in Wisconsin, meaning we want zero deaths as a result of common sense vehicle use.
Is there a sense that Labor Day weekend is one of those flashpoints when there may be more injuries and fatalities on the roads?
Well, more and more people are on the road, and as a result, we expect that there will be more motor vehicle crashes. And because of the culture of drinking in Wisconsin, unfortunately, we expect it to impact alcohol-related crashes as well.
Well, tell us about this program that Wisconsin is joining, a national program, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. What kind of enforcement or presence will that have when it kicks in, which is pretty much starting right now?
Well, as you mentioned, this task force began on August 19th, and it will go through September 5th. We'll have a number of deputies out on our roadways. Matter of fact, August 25th, 26th, and 27th are our next targeted periods when we will look at high traffic areas at different times of the day, and we will then assign anywhere from a half a dozen to a dozen traffic officers, traffic deputies out on those roadways looking for drunk drivers.
And what shape does that partnership have? It's Wisconsin is part of it, and it's also this national effort. How is it coordinated?
Well, it's coordinated through the Federal Motor Vehicle Department and then handed down to each one of the states. As a result of our strong commitment to traffic safety, we've been given the tax dollars to put more deputies on our roads to make our roads safer. This began about 10 years ago when I began my term as sheriff. We saw a spike in traffic deaths on Dane County highways. And as a result of these task forces and grant opportunities, we've actually dropped our traffic fatality and major injury numbers here in our county.
So there's evidence that efforts like this one, that they work, that they deliver results.
They do. As I mentioned, zero in Wisconsin is our target. It may be a lofty goal, but every year we're seeing a dramatic decrease in motor vehicle-related fatalities and major injuries. And I think that that's because, first, awareness, public education, followed by strict enforcement.
Okay, so I'm curious about that. You said there's been a decrease. I have a quote here from the director of the Wisconsin DOT Bureau of Transportation Safety saying that drunk driving, maybe not the injuries or fatalities, but that drunk driving itself has grown by 17% from 2014 to 2015.
And, you know, part of that, I believe, is related to binge drinking and not pacing oneself. And there really is no excuse, because as you leave for the evening or leave for the weekend, and in anticipating a celebratory weekend, plan ahead and have a designated driver. Identify somebody who won't be consuming alcohol, who can take responsibility of that vehicle. And if not, if you're in an urban area like Madison, take advantage of mass transit. If you find yourself buzzed at the end of the night and you feel that you can't safely operate that vehicle, take mass transit, take a cab, call for a ride. And the vast majority of taverns in Wisconsin are subscribers to this, to the Safe Rider program. So if you're drinking at a tavern, at a supper club, they'll provide a free ride home. So there's really no excuse today to get behind the wheel of a vehicle while under the influence.
We're talking with Dave Mahoney right now, Dane County Sheriff, and we're talking about Wisconsin law enforcement joining up with a nationwide campaign to stop drunk driving, and it's called Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. And in this this approach, there is a zero tolerance aspect to us. Can you explain how that works?
There is a zero tolerance. If a deputy stops you on the road and you appear to be under the influence of alcohol, they'll run you through a battery of tests. And if you fail those tests, you'll be arrested for drunk driving in addition to operating a vehicle with a blood alcohol level above 0.08, which is the legal limit. There's an automatic revocation of your driver's license and a very hefty fine followed by an impact to your insurance. So it's much greater than just the financial cost. There's that potential of losing your life or being the result of somebody else losing their life because of your bad decision making.
So looking again at overarching trends in Wisconsin, we've seen drunk driving levels going up. You're saying you're seeing, it sounds like, injuries and fatalities going down. But what is your sense overall? So those two don't quite square with each other. How are we doing at keeping the roads and highways safer? And I'm also thinking about how the speed limit just went up 10 miles per hour to 75. I wonder how that's impacting things. What is your sense so far?
Well, I think public awareness and bringing the issues to light so that people understand what's occurring and not letting it fester, if you will, followed by strict enforcement. We talked about a zero tolerance. In Wisconsin, if you drive drunk, you will be arrested. It's that simple, because it's our responsibility to maintain safety on our roads, to save your life, even if you don't use good decision-making, and to save the life of others who may be on that roadway as well.
And there was, I understand, an app developed that can help people who are, maybe they're out, they've had a couple drinks, they're not sure if they want to drive or if they're safe to drive. Can you tell us more about this app and how it works?
Yeah, matter of fact, as I mentioned, Zero in Wisconsin, that app is Zero in Wisconsin.
Zero in Wisconsin.
ZeroInWisconsin.gov. And it provides resources on the motor vehicle website that would be available for an individual to get a safe ride home, to look for alternatives to getting behind the wheel, which is really our objective. That, you know, plan ahead first. If you find yourself in a situation where you may be intoxicated and you didn't plan ahead, well, use the right decisions. Take mass transit if you're in an urban area. Call for a ride, take a cab, or ask the tavern owner for a free ride home.
And are people taking that advice? Are they using this app and thinking ahead?
The evidence is that the app is being used and people are using good common sense. But on the flip side, there's still people who get behind the wheel of a car driving drunk every day, and it needs to come to an end.
What if you're not a drinker yourself, but you happen to be on the road on Saturday night at 11 o'clock or maybe at bar time? Are there any pieces of advice you have for defensive driving?
Always drive for that other person on the road and be aware of your surroundings. If you happen to be traveling on the road and you see a vehicle that you believe the operator may be under the influence, let them pass you, get out of your way. But we also need you to call 911 and immediately notify law enforcement of a potential drunk driver so that we can help save their life and save the lives of those who may be on the road.
Sheriff Mahoney, thank you so much for coming up to the studio today.
Thank you very much. It's always an honor to join you.
That was Sheriff Dave Mahoney from Dane County joining us there to talk about the Wisconsin law enforcement effort joining up with a nationwide campaign to stop drunk driving. It's called Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over.